Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast with your hosts, Bill Algie, Dennis Talbot, and Alan Tate. We are three guys who have one thing in common, a love of rock and roll. Our goal is to talk about all things rock. We hope you find this show intriguing, funny, and occasionally highly opinionated. Enjoy. Hey folks, this is episode number 201. This week we are going to, by listener suggestion, review Def Leppard's album Pyromania.
Cool.
We got normal shit to do before we get to that.
What is that, Bill?
I clicked on this button on Skype.
This is an emoji.
It's like a little emoji blowing a kiss.
Yeah. That's the one thing I don't like about this software that we use to record.
Oh, I see that. Yeah. See, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go,
That doesn't show up in the recording, though. That disappoints me.
It's too bad.
So for those of you who are watching, there's a little button in Skype that'll pop a little emoji up in the corner. And I was disappointed the first time I tried it, and it didn't show up in the recording.
That sucks. That would be so funny.
That's funny.
Back to your regularly scheduled program.
What?
Squirrel.
So this goes to show the gentleman from the plug with Bushy and Mountain Man that we are unprofessional, just like I told you in that instant message.
Be professional. I forgot about that.
Professionals.
Cool.
And this episode is not brought to you by Coors Light. I just have to have Coors Light
or Adidas
on. Fella.
What are you wearing? Down.
What shirt are you wearing?
Oh, Coors Light. Harper.
No, you're not wearing a Coors Light shirt.
No.
Brought to you by Coors definitely Light, not, Harper and, Guitars, and Adidas. Sure.
And that, definitely not from Corona, the coronavirus.
Did you see what I posted the other day about how
I did.
Prepared,
that was funny.
Cutting up the limes?
Yep.
Yeah, but you know what goes along with the coronavirus? Lyme disease.
Lyme disease. I knew that. Damn it.
Jeez.
I saw that and I completely forgot. I'm still trying to get over that car wreck that I witnessed.
I know.
Early 3 a.m. Sunday morning.
That's a great big involved wreck, too. I mean, yeah. We won't talk about it, but anyway, I'm going to go to YouTube. Actually, that video's been taken down.
Has it?
Yeah. I was trying to show it to Kelly last night, and it's not available no more.
Well, then we saw different videos because I watched it this morning.
Oh, yeah. The one that I was sent is not on.
Yeah, but of course,
there was about 18
people. The video that you guys saw, the video that you guys got to see was the aftermath. I got to watch the math happen.
For those who don't know, there was a wreck involved, and Alan was tearing down his audio stuff at a bar, and this car took out a patio at another bar.
It took out a patio and hit three cars before it got to the patio. I kind of laugh about it. Nobody got hurt, even though the guy was drunk. The guy was like twice the legal limit. You know, he was hammered. But, nobody got hurt, you know, other than a patio and a couple of cars. No property damage.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, you make,
and he probably
you make
didn't
a lot
insurance.
Of things like that in the after it's over when you know nobody's hurt, you know. Anyway, we have veered completely off of.
Maybe we're good. We're just chatting.
Music, we should it was start music, over, but we're not.
It was
gonna.
Music related, though. It was music related. It
yeah,
was.
I was tearing was. Down my yeah. gear, and this drunk guy, who was wearing a dress, by the way.
Yeah, that's why this story gets real detailed. But we'll say
this is starting to sound like a country song. I ran out of a bar and hit three cars. Ran over a patio, and I was wearing a dress and shot my dog.
Speaking of a song,
and my dad was in the back seat.
My dad was in the back seat. Well, with my sister.
I don't know. It's all just kind of. If you follow me on Facebook, you know that I bought a brand new truck this weekend. So Kelly made the comment yesterday. This is what was funny. It ties in. She's like, "Going, you talk so much about your truck. You need to write a song about it." And I go, "What? Another country song about a truck? That's
well, you know, does your truck have a bunch of automatic features on it?"
Oh, dude, it's great. And
pretty
I was just
soon,
telling Bill.
You're going to have to write a country song about how your truck left you.
But it does have the stereo is really cool in it, and it's got this Apple Play feature, which I really like, and it mirrors my phone.
Apple CarPlay, that's badass.
Well, it took me forever to figure it out. Of course, I read the manual, which was completely worthless, and I played with it for an hour the night that I bought it, and an hour the next day.
He plays with it every chance he gets, y'all.
So I ended up going on to YouTube and watched a video, and 3 minutes later, I had it working. Of course,
The Toyota place when you purchased the bazillion-dollar truck didn't show you how to do that?
I bought it on a Saturday. They were real low on people. This is a Jasper, but I mean, real nice people. Yeah. But the problem is, this was a 2020. This is one of the first ones this guy sold, and this Apple Play is new to Toyota in 2020. So he really
it's
didn't
not actually. New. It's been Apple Play's been in Toyotas forever.
For the
about
Tundra.
The last 2 years.
Well, anyway, I'm just telling you what he told me. Yeah. But anyway, I figured it out.
He made that shit up to see.
But I like it. I've got my Sirius for 3 months, but I'll let it lax whenever it's done. And the Bluetooth and the Apple Play. So I'm good.
Should have bought a Ford. You'd have got 6 months.
I don't.
Yeah. Goodness sakes alive.
Anyway, so let's get to what we're supposed to be talking about. Other thing. Oh, let's talk about the summer. And this is funny, Chris.
Talk about the summer. Look about what we're supposed to talk about. The summer.
Chris exact thing this weekend. He goes, I think everybody on the planet's on tour this summer. And
That is absolutely
is that
not wrong.
Is that a problem? But is that a problem?
Yeah, it is a problem.
It's a problem because you can't afford to go to all of the shows. Well,
the problem is every show that I really want to go to is midweek. And it's in a area where it's an hour ahead of me, so I can't get to these.
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now, if you're a listener of ours in the Evansville area and you need a ride to one of the shows at Ruoff, I'm probably going to that show. So now I've got the list of shows here. I'll let you guys know because I think that's what we're gonna talk about a little bit.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm gonna skip the Nickelback with Stone Temple Pilots because
I might go to that one.
Yeah, that's one of those that might be the day of. I decide, oh, hell, I'll go. Because I saw Stone Temple Pilots the last time I went to Rocklahoma. So.
And somebody else's open is there too, right? Isn't there an opener for that? There's probably
openers for a bunch of these.
I'm trying to figure out who it was, though, because it was somebody I thought was pretty cool.
But it's Nickelback with Stone Temple Pilots on June 26th. June 27th, Journey with the Pretenders. I'd like to go to that show.
That'd be a good show. That'd
July
great...
the 11th, Jimmy Buffett. July 22nd, Daryl Hall and John Oates and my girl.
Yes.
My girl KT is going to be one of the openers.
I'm really hoping that
she comes out when they do Out of Touch and does that with him like she did on Live at Daryl's House.
Right.
So I hope for you, Alan, that KT's should be pretty good, but the last time I saw Hall & Oates, it was
It's okay. It's just unfortunate.
Okay. I hope it's better. I really do because it was.
Well,
not
I'm
good.
Not. I tell you like I tell everybody else. You know, I'll make my decision when I get there.
Sure. Yeah. I hope it is.
Look how many people was dogging on Kiss, and all three of us love that show.
Yeah.
You know. So
I hope it is. I really do. Yeah.
So moving on, July 25th, Foreigner with Kansas in Europe.
Love to see that one.
July the 29th, Chicago with Rick Springfield. July 30th, the Doobie Brothers. So I've already told my son, make sure you've got a room for me. Oh, and by the way, congratulations, son. They made an offer on a house today, and it was accepted.
Awesome.
So,
oh, cool.
So,
that's
I'll
cool.
have a new bedroom to sleep in.
awesome.
And the Doobie Brothers is actually so far. Well, no, there's another one that just got announced. Sammy Hagar, White Snake, and Night Ranger.
That's the one I'm going to because it's a Saturday night.
Yeah.
And we talked to Brad.
Rust Haven?
Yeah, no, I'm saying, though. He texted us the other night. I should say his last name. Sorry. But, yeah, it'll be a Sleepy Bear campground, little pre-party going on there because that's three bands. That's one I'm really, really excited for because – there's three bands I really want to see, and I've never seen either one, any of them.
The last pre-party that we had there, I had a little too much fun.
Because after
you guys left, I stayed there with Brad, and we tailgated for three or four more beers. And then I went into the facility and drank two or three of them great big Yinglings. So I was feeling pretty good.
So you were Yingling for...
I was... I'm surprised I didn't get sick. So, yeah, old man.
But I'm really looking forward. I mean, actually, the one I'm looking forward to the most of that three bill is Night Ranger, because, like, yeah. I said, I've not got to see those guys. Sammy Hagar, though, I mean, to see him with Jason Bonham, and, you know, and of course, you know, Michael Anthony, that would be cool.
Well, and then Johnson.
Yeah, and then of course, you know, when you get Whitesnake, also you're getting Joe Holmstrom and you're getting Reb Beach. You know, and I've seen Reb play before with Dokken years ago. But that would be it's going to be a great night of a bunch of great players. And Tommy Aldridge, you know, he's playing with Whitesnake. It'll be a night of really great performers. So I'm looking.
Yeah, that'll be
to
a good show. I haven't got tickets for that yet, but I'll have tickets for that.
They don't go on sale till next Friday, I think. That's when they.
Oh well, then that's why I don't have tickets yet.
Guess what?
But I tell you, that Sammy Hagar show. Yeah, you dog.
Now, is that ticket though, Alan? Is there any concert that's not going to be available to you for that? I mean, I know that there was.
As of yet, they have not announced that any of those shows aren't available.
Okay. And I'm just curious.
I think it was only festival shows?
Something like that. But when they did that last year, none of the normal acts that came through were.
Okay.
Excluded from that, so
I just didn't know if, like, you know, with the Jimmy Buffett or the bigger, like, the ones that are going to really sell out hard. I didn't know if that was
Jimmy Buffett won't sell out.
You don't think so? I think it will.
It comes every year, I believe.
He didn't sell out last time. I don't.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Or was day of show sell out? It wasn't.
I figured and that it
something
be.
Else about those that season lawn pass, whatever it's called, is it's personalized to me.
Sure.
You know, and it has my name on it and my date of birth. And when I go, I have to show identification to show that, yes, I paid for this ticket. You know, and
so unless I get really ugly and grow a long beard, I can't use it.
Well, you got the ugly part down.
Well, I just need the beard. Shave my head.
But I guess the people who do the lawn passes also go through a different gate than everybody else.
Right.
Probably because they're checking IDs and stuff.
Yeah, maybe the backside. Yeah.
Do you also, on a question on that, and I don't know if you checked into it, do you, with this season lawn pass, do you get the option to upgrade to the seats when they
know.
Do the upgrade?
I didn't look to see. I don't care.
Okay. I'm just curious.
I don't think we did that once.
Okay,
I looked at that. I don't know. I looked at that because I was going to buy one, and right when he said he bought one, I went to get one, and they were gone. It was they only had so many of them, and that's the thing. They only have them for
I was surprised that I got one because – I had intended to get the ticket, you know, to buy it the day that it went on sale, and I got busy and sidetracked and completely forgot about it. And then the next day I was like, shit.
So I won't make that mistake.
I went online on my lunch break, and it's like, oh yes, I still get one. And then by the time you got home that night, they were gone.
Yep.
Okay.
But I don't think you can use them for that. I don't think you can use them for private. They said private events.
Festivals.
Okay. So there's not any festivals anymore.
The restrictions are stuff that I probably wouldn't be interested in anyway.
Sure.
So.
But no, it'll be good. I mean, it was a good purchase. I mean, just for me, it wouldn't have been a good deal because, like I said, I won't be going to that many of them. Plus the fact of when we do, we try to upgrade seats. And Kelly hates the yard. You know, if it's one of those things like with Bill or somebody lived in Indianapolis. But what a great deal that would be. I mean, where you could be close enough and be able to hit that thing.
Yeah.
You know,
what's funny is one of the country guys that Laura likes is going to be there. So I told her, I says, you know, I got my pass. I'll buy you a ticket and I'll take it. And she's like, I ain't sitting out on the lawn. She said, you can take me if you want, but I'm buying a regular ticket and I'm sitting down in a seat. I'm like, well, I'll just drop you
Thomas
off
Rhett?
And I'll go find somewhere else to hang. Yeah, that's who it is.
Tell her to call Lisa.
No, my wife doesn't like to sit in the yard either. So.
But Lisa, go sit with
Lisa. Oh, in the seat. Yeah, they all get seats. Unless we can get that right in the yard, right behind that the little area with the seats. That's actually a nice little area. I don't know if they'll do that every concert. But anyway.
They do that every show.
Cool.
They have that. You can, when you buy a lawn seat for any show, you can upgrade to that ticket, that seated pavilion thing for like an extra $15 or something.
Cool.
That seated little
area. But it was guess what I didn't do this week?
You didn't buy any records.
I didn't buy a single album. I'm gonna
Coincidentally, neither did I.
Well, the fact that, like I said, I did buy a new truck this week.
You've been on crack with records though.
I'm going to, and we, you know what, and the thing is, and I thought about it the other day, and I was talking to somebody else, and I said, you know what, the thing is, I've been on a buying spree, and I don't listen to any of them. And I'm just going to, now I'm going to sit down, I think for a month or so, I'm just going to, instead of buying records, I'm going to sit down and take that time and listen to a bunch of them, to start out and go through and listen to them. And
I bring them home and listen to them. I make a stack of the ones that I bought, and I try to listen to all of them. So I've got a few right now that I haven't listened to yet.
But yeah, I need to do that. I've been real bad about that.
I try to listen to all of them.
But the thing is, I've got now to where I've got everything that I really want. I mean, I find odd and ends things, you know, when I go out, because when I go out looking now, you know, I was like, I got this one, I got this one, I don't want this one, I've got this one, I got. So I'm down to that area now. I mean, there's some other Kiss stuff that I want to rebuy, but I'll just end up going on Amazon. I'll keep watching on there for the, usually they'll run those on sale. Like I say, I got Dynasty the other day for like $17. You know, if I can keep finding those every once in a while, they'll throw one out, then I'll, but I'm pretty close on getting the ones that I want. I'm pretty well done now. And, except for Alive 2 and, I'd like to get a double platinum.
I've got a real bad beat up scratch Alive 2 out in the garage.
I've got two copies of Alive 2 that are in really piss ass shape. So
I got two or three copies. I just don't know what shape they're in.
Are horrible. But like I said, I got the originals. I just bought that Destroyer.
I have an originals that looks like somebody used it for sandpaper.
Yeah, I have one of those.
Mine's good shape. Like I said, I just bought the new Destroyer. I bought a brand new Rock and Roll Over. I got a brand new Unmask. I got a brand new Dynasty. Like I said, there's not really a whole lot. I like to find a Creatures. If I could find a Creatures, I'd be
But you're buying
happy.
180 gram. You're not buying old stuff. You're not replacing. Oh. You're replacing it with 180 grams.
Right. Most of them am. Those are, I want to go ahead and replace them with the good stuff, you know, because.
Yeah, so I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I know.
Originals only, unless it didn't come out that way.
Care about that.
Well, I mean, I want the originals. I don't want the copies. I want the.
Well, they're not copies. They're all.
They are copies. They're not all fucking originals if you're buying ones that are 180 gram. That's not original.
They're pressed. All right.
Still not an original.
So anyway, I didn't get anything this week. Bill, what did you get this week?
I did. I got a few things, actually. So I will start with, I went to a record show in Indy on the South Side, got there, had about an hour and 15 minutes, about all I had, so I didn't get to spend, but there wasn't a lot there. It was pretty light. They had some different people selling stuff. So anyway, I picked up a couple things. Got Michael McDonald talking about the Doobie Brothers.
Cool.
I've been looking at this and looked at this. So it's the Michael McDonald, his first solo record. And
what's the hits on there? Anything?
Oh, it's got I Keep Forgetting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So yeah, it's really good.
Be there on that one?
No, it is not. Anyway, it's really good. I listened to it earlier. Good record. $2.
Wow.
Pristine shape cover is like awesome.
Yeah,
it was in
looks
a
good.
$2 bin. I got an EP. It's a docking EP. It turned it so you could see it. But
that's
in the middle. It's just docking. It's a walk away from Beast from the East. One side is the edited version, and the other side is the album version. But it's a promo, and I've got a couple of these things, and I think they're cool. But it's interesting. The only promos of these I have are docking ones. I can't really find them for anything else, which is interesting.
What'd you get for that?
$2.
Oh, okay.
The other one I paid like $7 for because I thought, man, that is really cool. All right, check this out, dude. Seals and Crofts.
I've got that.
This
it.
Yeah. Look. Yeah. And it's sealed.
Wow.
For $5.
So it's sealed in Crofts.
Sealed in Crofts.
But it's sealed, and then the dumbass took a marker and marked.
No. That's a plastic.
Oh, that's on the. Okay, that's on the. Okay, I got you. I thought that was on the actual sealed part. It's like. Oh, wow. I have that.
Damn,
anyway,
Dennis just about had a stroke.
He did.
I was like, man, why would you do that?
Because I'd have not bought it.
I've run into some shit like that.
Anyway, I got that, which I thought was pretty cool.
Nice.
And that then I got picked up Elton John's Diamonds.
Wow. Yeah, I've seen that. It's at Target.
Yeah, at Target. I got it for, it was on clearance for $10 off, so I got it for $32.
Is it a colored? Is it colored? Yes, vinyl? It's
blue.
It's blue. And the cool thing about it too, it's really a pretty cool blue.
Oh, that's kind of like almost like the Frank Sinatra ones that I got from Target. They're in that blue vinyl.
The cool part about it is for every song on the record, mm-hmm. I don't know if you can see it or not, but it has a little story about the song.
Well, how cool.
So it's really pretty cool.
So how many songs are on that? Is it a double?
Yeah, it's four. It's four records.
Oh, four records. Oh, well, that's not a bad deal.
Yeah, it's 20. 21 songs.
That's not a bad deal at all then for four. No,
it's really good. It's really good. The problem with it is, and I don't know what to do. So I'm going to have to tell Lisa to turn the radio down. She's like jamming in there. It's a gatefold, and I don't know if I want to take the wrap off of it or not.
See, I have a problem with that too, because I bought a 180 gram, the Pink Floyd, the wall, same deal. And it's a gatefold.
See, now these are 180 gram. I don't know that it matters because nobody's going to collect this shit.
No, the problem is I'm like you. I didn't cut it all the way open. I just cut the thing in.
I didn't rip it all the way off.
That's what I'm saying. I kept that part on.
And the last thing I bought, because I was felt like I was being shamed last show that we did. Well, not the last show, but the Rush show that we did. I found a copy of Moving Pictures.
There you go. Have you listened to it?
I've not listened to it yet. The cover's a little beat up, but the record looks like it's in pretty good shape.
Good deal.
And I paid $12 for it.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really good because I looked online and they were not $12. I should have so look, it still has the ceiling on the seal, the wrap on it, but you can't see the guy wrote on there.
Right.
Across the top it says Rush in red letters. He wrote in black letters on the black. He wrote Rush.
Which even covers some of the red letter.
Yeah. It covers the red letters. So you get anyway. So those are my finds. So I've listened to Michael McDonald so far. I've listened to half the Elton John. I listened to the Dokken. I just have not listened to the
get the side two of that.
I've not listened to the Rush yet, and I've not listened to the Seals and Crofts yet. That Seals and Crofts is something with my mom, so I don't know. I'll have to listen to that.
Crofts time really had good. That's a great album.
Had something, but anyway, that's what I got so far. And then there's a show coming up in Bloomington. I might try to get to, which is next weekend, I think. First time I've had one over there. Right. On a Saturday, and which is odd because usually on Sunday. But there you go.
I'm flying to California on Saturday morning, so I'm going to be out there, and I might try to hit a record shop. I'm actually, hopefully he'll be listening, but I will be seeing Julian Gill on Saturday night, actually. That night that we get out there, I'm meeting him, and we're staying at Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco, and he lives over on the other kind of other side. So we're going to kind of meet halfway. And I asked him, I said, you know, a place to go, a real good place. He goes, I got the place. And it's a pub, an English pub. And, we're going to meet up
that surprises me.
So we're going to have some fish and chips and a few brewskis and what have you. And it's going to be nice and sit down and talk to Julian for a little bit.
We're going to have a pint and we're going to get knackered.
I'm gonna have a rental car, but I'm gonna actually Uber that night because and the thing is, we're gonna be in San Francisco on Super Bowl Sunday, which I guess I just found out today they're actually playing, they're in the Super Bowl, is that right?
Yeah.
It's on the other side of the continent. Exactly. That's down in Miami.
But it won't matter. It'll be crazy.
So anyway, that's how much I knew that Kansas City was in it, but I didn't know who else. I don't keep up with sports. I'm not a sporto. So anyway,
you do know that Kobe Bryant passed away, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I didn't
know if you knew that or not. So, yeah. I don't want you to look too foolish when you go back to work.
No. I did hear that. I got the little thing on my phone. You know, Kobe Bryant's dead. So.
Oh well. Yeah.
So speaking of Dennis going to California,
yes,
we have our monthly radio broadcast coming up Monday night.
Live.
While Dennis is in California.
But I will be on there. Just check it out and find out how this happens.
It's called the internet, y'all.
Yeah, and a little heads up, I'll let you know now, my five songs are going to be California-oriented songs. So there you go. And you're going to be surprised.
So Katy Perry, California Girls.
No. Alan's got his, he's muted.
That's why I'm talking.
No, actually, California, you know, it's funny. I did some research, and of course I'd searched Spotify for California and you know, the words, you know, there's a lot of them. And, actually one that I found is one that I'm putting on the list, and it's one that I'd never heard before, and it's a kick-ass song.
That's pretty cool.
So, yeah, it did.
That's so one thing I like about when we do this stuff. We discover. Yeah,
I discovered
stuff
a new
we
song.
Never would have discovered otherwise.
Exactly. David Lee Roth.
So in case I had my microphone muted when I said it, my five songs are going to be '90s rock songs.
Cool.
No Nirvana.
And my five songs are yet to be known.
He's like, he's late to the party.
No. Bill's always late to the party.
I got till Monday, man. I'll be ready.
Oh, no, you've got till Sunday.
I got till Sunday, man. I'll be ready. Are we doing it Sunday?
No, we're doing it Monday, but I got to get your songs ahead of time.
I'm actually gonna,
just like I did the last time.
I will send you my
song. It's been a month ago.
All my pre-recorded stuff I will send tomorrow. I'm going to do that's my plan tomorrow night, is come home and get that done.
I've got to come up with a list by Monday.
So for y'all who are wanting to be surprised on what Dennis is going to do, he just told you.
No, I didn't tell you what songs I'm doing.
Let's see. What should I do, I wonder?
Your top five Rush songs.
I don't know if I have five.
Or I know, your top five Tool songs.
Oh, whatever.
So anybody,
everybody
needs to check out
our right.
radio show.
I'll come up with a list of five songs.
It's on at what, 7 o'clock? Is that right?
Let me pick my five favorite Elton John songs.
That would be cool.
My favorite Seals and Crofts songs. That would bore the shit out of me.
It will broadcast on metalworldradio.com at 8 p.m. Eastern.
8 p.m. Eastern, 7
p.m. Eastern.
And I'll be in California. That'll be 5 o'clock.
And that will be Monday. I believe that's February the 2nd. Is that correct?
February the 3rd. No.
February the 3rd. You are correct.
I am correct. Yeah.
Monday, February the 3rd.
Because I'm flying out Saturday morning, and I'll be flying.
Boy, his arms are gonna be tired.
I tell you what, though, I'm scared. I think I'm gonna take a mask with me, and we're not going to Chinatown. We're in San Francisco.
So, I've been to Chinatown in San Francisco.
In case somebody's
but
got
not
some
when
of that
they have coronavirus.
Yeah, no, you know, I don't know.
We'll just take limes. You'll be fine.
I got limes.
We talked about that already.
We had that discussion.
All right. We got to talk about there. Are we done with all of our news?
Do we have a topic?
Yeah, we have a topic.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
Actually, my friend was the one. Thanks for everybody who mentioned and gave us a list and suggestions and everything. And the guy I work with, Michael Wilson, he's the one that mentioned this one. And it was like, these guys made me pick. So if I didn't pick yours, I'm sorry. But we talked about it, 3 days ago? And they said.
I will be honest with you, Dennis.
What?
I was surprised you picked this one.
Me too. I thought, why
I was
expecting.
Honestly, I expected you were going to pick the Angel album.
Actually, I was going to pick Rumors from Fleetwood Mac. That was the one
I would have been happy with that one too.
Well, that's a good thing is now
we've got more. Now we've got a list, and the people that we didn't pick your albums, we will just keep that list and we'll use them.
Whose album did we pick?
It was Michael Wilson, the guy that I work with.
Bill, he just said it.
I was reading
now,
something.
Now, it's funny because Dennis is usually the one not listening to tonight.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, and his thing was, I told him today that we were going to be doing this. And he said, yeah, he says, on my way home, he goes, I was listening to the radio. And he said, Photograph came on. And he said, you know, it's not one of my favorite songs. I usually turn it off, but I went ahead and left it on. And he said, after I listened to it, I was like, man, I need to listen to that whole album. And he said, then he saw me post that thing that night. And that's when he was like, hey, that's an album. You know, you need to check that one out. Because he went through and revisited. It's one of those things, you know, like I said before, sometimes you revisit something you haven't heard for a long time. And you see how good, you know, how it stands up years later. So that's what we did.
When you leaned over like that, I swear it sounded like
yeah,
he farted.
Yeah, swear to God, he farted.
No.
Did you fart?
No.
Seriously?
It was
the chair.
In my lip. I've got a. What was that? Is that what you heard? No, my
Dennis's new nickname is Fart Mouth.
No,
something
my
like
lip.
That.
I had a this dry air. My damn lip split earlier, and I've been putting chapstick on. Every once in a while, that's what.
He's been putting some chapstick on it. What?
Good God!
All right. Let's get into this. This Def Leppard album, Pyromania, was Def Leppard's third studio album. It was released January 23rd, 1983. It was the first to feature Phil Collins, and Pete Willis was on the album. He played rhythm guitar on all the tracks, and he was fired from the band during the recording of Pyromania due to his alcohol abuse. It was produced by Mutt Lange. I'm not sure how he pronounces his last name, and I don't care too much to look it up. Everybody knows who Mutt is. It was their first album to shift towards a more radio-friendly glam and metal and hard rock. It charted number 2 on the Billboard 200. What album kept it out of number 1?
Thriller.
Ding, 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 ding. It has been certified diamond, which means that it has sold more than 10 million copies in the United States.
Wow.
It's pretty fucking impressive.
Yeah. I had the cassette. Never bought the album till recently, but I had the cassette. So
that's all I got to say about that.
You know, it was one of those things, too, where Def Leppard, on this album itself, you know, you had three of the songs that were huge MTV videos. You know, that's when, you know, I think MTV probably did a lot to push that album to where the status that it is now.
I totally agree with that.
And I think, too, that Def Leppard also, I think people who like rock like it. I think people who like metal liked it. I think people who, you know, it caught more than one genre as far as people, you know, they're not hair metal. They're not, you know, this was basically a rock band. You know what
now,
I'm saying?
Joe Elliott would shake your hand for saying they're not hair metal. I've seen him say more than once he hates being lumped into that genre because they're not a hair band.
But I think you had people, you had girls that liked them, of course, you know, because they were all these good looking guys from England, young guys. And then you also, you know, I think their songs were very guitar oriented. They had that rock sound. So the metal guys would listen to them, I think. You know, that's what I'm saying. I think that they cross genres, and that's why this album is basically diamond, because of that fact. I mean,
yeah. Well, now I know a lot of, you know, fans of who were with Def Leppard from the beginning and loved the first two albums, and they said that when Pyromania came out and they saw that it was switching towards the glam or the hard rock or whatever, they started tuning out. They don't like Pyromania.
Right.
Yeah, and
see,
that always kind of surprised me that Pyromania is the album that they checked out on. I'm not surprised that they all checked out when Hysteria came out.
See, Hysteria was my checkout. Yeah. Yeah, that's when I checked out.
And that's still, when all of the chicks checked in.
Pyromania to me was a hard rocking album. You know, now when we start talking about Pour Some Sugar, that bullshit, that's when.
Let me tell you something.
As
somebody who plays break music when the bands go off stage, and somebody who DJs weddings and stuff, anytime that song comes on the radio, skip. Love Bites, skip.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're talking about Pyromania, not Hysteria.
Crazy, so.
Exactly. You know that there is a one fact about this album that you didn't bring up, Alan.
Well, maybe I didn't bring it up because I didn't want you to feel left out.
Do you know that there is an alternate version of this album? Did you know that?
No.
Okay. Well, there is. There's an alternate version of this album, and the only difference between this album and the alternate version is they changed the lyrics to one song.
Okay.
And Rock of Ages starts out Gleben, Glouten, Globen. It's the gluten-free version of it.
Oh, Jesus God.
I have been working on that all day. Thank you. I'll be here in a whole week.
Y'all, this will be Dennis's last episode with the Ages of Rock podcast.
My God. We've been on that. We've been at this for 40 minutes for that.
I've been waiting all week for this one.
Good.
But
God.
You know what, though? I did look up the lyric, and you know what? It's not gluten, gluten, gut. It is Gunter, Gleben, Glossen, Globen. If you look it up on that, but whenever it says it, it's not Alan's.
Alan's muted again.
He's muted again.
I said, do you know who says that on the recording?
I do not.
Mutt Lange.
Lange. Oh, really?
Long game, Lange. Whatever.
Because Alan Lang, the guy that remember used to play bass with, his name is spelt the same.
Yeah. Well, just because the name is spelt the same doesn't mean it's pronounced the same.
Way, like Alan, you can spell it three or four different ways.
Yeah, but you know what it's also spelt, or the way it's said, is Longy. There's Lang and Longy.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Not Lange. I've
never said so if there's anybody
okay, now, before anybody, before anybody corrects me about the... that part that's by Mutt or whatever, I read it on Wikipedia, and we all know Wikipedia is 100% foolproof, perfect, correct
well, anyway,
answers.
It's not Gluben, it's Gunter.
You seriously didn't know that?
No, I did not. I had to look it up.
Yeah.
Because I thought, well, my hell, my gluten joke's not going to work. And I was like, ah, fuck it. I'll run with it anyway. Anyway, so let's go through this thing, track per track.
Go.
No, I mean, what do you? Let's do it. So, rock till you drop.
Still in the live set after all these years.
Yeah. And what a great intro too. It's got this big, you know,
It's a good first opener.
It is.
Good album.
It is. I think so. I think Stage Fright probably would have been a better one.
You know, I was thinking the same thing. You know, that would have been because Welcome to My Show, you know. Yeah.
I would have thought that would have been
when it gets to that one, you know, I always thought that was really a live song, but it's not.
Imagine that. It's kind of like Benny and the Jets. It's not live, really. or any
it's
of the
alive.
Kiss.
It's alive.
Say the whole album.
you just keep naming the live stuff. That's not
live. No, let's just keep going. But no, anyway, no, Rock Till You Drop. What a great song, though. I mean, it's just, and those guitars in there, that's one thing I like about this album. Man, those guitars are freaking in your face. I think, too, that on Rock Till You Drop, I think Joe Elliott's voice is a little different sounding, and it sounds a hell of a lot like Tom Kiefer from Cinderella in that song. It's just, he's got that little bit more of a, you know, once he goes to Photograph, it changes a little bit, but listen to that song again and think
got
about
some rasp in it.
Right. Listen, and you can almost swear at some points that it is Tom Kiefer. It almost sounds just like Tom Kiefer. So anyway, that was my take from that song.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, Al, you running with this or what?
This is my favorite Def Leppard album, so everything kicks ass on this. Yeah. But I will say there are two songs that kick ass less than the other eight songs.
No, I'm just saying, you want to continue, you did all the facts for the album. Do you want to, I kind of jumped in there on you.
No, but, I'm glad you did because no, just, this is actually right. Your episode since you came all up right. With it. So
anyway, no, I didn't. So anyway, second song, Photograph.
My so favorite Def Leppard song ever.
And that was a huge, huge MTV video, number one. Those guitars at the very beginning of that song, when you first hear those guitars, I mean, you're like, okay, we know what it is. You know, turn it up.
If you notice before the song actually starts, you kind of hear one of the guitars go,
right.
You know, chink, a little chink, and it's like, oh, I know what this is going to be.
when I see Photograph, I think of Iconic. That's just, that to me is their iconic song. I mean, that is.
It says Def Leppard. I mean, it is.
Well, that's the show the song that they've closed their show with every time that I've seen them.
Yeah. Yeah, and it should be. I mean, that's what I mean. I mean, to me, that's you know, pour the sugar on me and all that kind of stuff is what it is. But
right.
But that's just, to me, that's the coup de grace.
And here's a funny little thing too, is when I was in that band Draycore when I first moved to Evansville with Rod Bennett. This was, we played actually three songs off this album and not all in one night. Usually we would pull one or pull two or whatever, but this was one of the songs that we played, and I always enjoyed playing these songs, and they always get a good once you start playing. Like I said, those first chords come out, people, yeah. And it was, you know, of course, you know, 1980, you know, four, right when it came out, I mean, people were all over that shit at that point. All right. So our next song is Stage Fright, which we talked about earlier. I do think that would have been a good opener. But then again, you know, all these songs are good. So I don't think that there's an issue. But I like the song.
It's my favorite fake live Def Leppard song.
There's so exactly. many of them.
But I think it's got a, I mean, it's just a really good hooky song. I mean, the chorus is good. The verse is good. The verse has got that down, and you know, it's got a, just a, I could say it's hard to have it. There's some songs on here that I don't care as much for, but it's one of my top songs.
It's really hard. Yeah. It's really hard to go through this record and not.
Right.
And not really like every song.
Well, I mean, the worst song, even
when I got down to Billy's Got a Gun, which I hadn't heard that for I don't know how long, you know, but I listened to it and we'll get to it. So we'll talk about it then. But when I got to that, I was like, damn, that's a really good song. I mean, it was one that I hadn't heard in I don't know how long. I mean, it's been a long time.
I mean, to kind of put it in perspective, like you're saying, my worst song on here is probably a 7 out of 10. You know what I'm saying? It's not.
I
mean, there's, it's not that bad. It's just not my favorite.
It can't be your favorite song on this album.
Exactly. So, you know, but there's nothing under here under a 7 out of 10. Put it that way. All right. So, Too Late for Love. You know, we're getting into a little bit more of a slower type tempo.
As close as they got it to a ballad on this one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is. I mean, they didn't have the ballad.
And this one, this had a pretty good video.
Well, Foolin' kind of had also a little bit. It was a little bit slower. In a way, but
it was the harmonies in this song. I mean, there were some really pretty cool harmonies in that song too.
Too Late had a video for, I don't remember Too Late's video.
That was a single, wasn't it?
I remember Photographs video. Yeah. I remember Rock of Ages, and I remember Foolin'.
Well, I'm going to look it up while we're talking.
Yeah, why don't you do that? Because those are the top.
I thought Too Late for Love was a single, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, why don't you look that up? Because that's one thing I did not do. But anyway,
I thought for sure it was.
It's another great tune, a little slower tempo, but it hits hard. And like I said, you know, you can thank Mutt Lange for that wall of sound backups, you know, that Def Leppard's always been known for. I think without that, a lot of these songs would not be what as high up on my list as what they are. You know what I'm saying?
I think this album. It didn't suffer from production.
No,
but it could have been a much different record with a different producer.
Well, I think really Mutt's actually the sixth person in.
There you go.
There is a video. Okay, all right. Yep. So it's what a lie.
That's the official video.
Oh yeah, don't play it so we don't get in trouble with it.
Well, okay, I turned the volume off.
Right. So it's a live. It was basically it's a live.
It's shot on video. A stage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But I mean, I honestly think Mutt's like I said, the sixth Def Leppard, you know, one of those things because he had more to do with their sound than the people in the band themselves, you know, and that's where they got. You okay, Bill?
Yeah, I just knocked something off my thing.
My house caught fire or something.
No.
All right, so anyway, we're going to go into Die Hard the Hunter.
This is the weak song on side one.
I would agree with you. I would agree with you also. I don't. So it's not
one
that
of
it's
my two weak songs on this album.
It's not my favorite song. It's not a bad song. I won't turn it off, but I'm glad when it's over. You know, like I said, I'm ready for another good song.
That's
what she said. Well, good thing you only have to wait about a minute and a half, so you're good. So, anyway.
Stretching it out there, are you?
Yeah. Not long. Anyway. All right, so we're going to go next. We got up a Foolin'. Now, on the album, because my album is not. Does Foolin' start the second side, or is it still on side one?
That's correct.
Yeah, Die Hard is the last song on the album. I had to look at this.
Die Hard is the last song on side one.
Yeah, on side one. So start the second side out with Foolin', which, you know, that's not a bad thing to do. Foolin' for me has got to be, it's one of those songs that I've really got burnt on. It's not a bad song. It's just one of those ones that if it comes on, sometimes I want to maybe reach for the knob and maybe turn it down or turn it. You know, and it's not that it's bad.
Reach for the knob.
No,
I knew as soon as you said it, it's like
you know, some of the other songs we talked about. You know, some of the Guns N' Roses and AC/DC songs that
I totally get it.
I've heard Fool, and we played it. We played Fool in a million times. Heard it a million times.
Photograph, Foolin', Rock of Ages. I totally get it.
So anyway, yeah, but is it a good song? It's a great song.
I would agree, because that was going to be my statement of the singles and the hits. That's the one to me that's kind of like, okay, it's fine, but if I never hear it again, that's okay too.
But
when the Hounds pick that song up, Bill's not allowed to play cowbell on it.
That's fine with me. I got no problem with that.
But I'm saying, though, when we first heard that song back in the day, it was a good song, you know, for the first.
Yeah, but it's just over time. You know, but I don't think I ever really got into that song. I mean, that's never been one of my favorite.
Well, see, I always liked playing it. It was a good song.
Well, I mean,
to play.
I never, you know,
so
whatever.
For me, it was one of those ones where I enjoyed playing it. And so it helped me out a little bit through there. All right, so the next one is the gluten-free Rock of Ages. That was probably my favorite video of the whole thing. I mean, that was MTV played the fuck out of that song. I mean, just absolutely just, you know, drilled it into our DNA.
You know, this is one of those videos that I show my son, and he was like, good Lord, Dad, that is cheese. I'm like, it's cheese now. But in 1983, that was top-of-the-line cinema.
You ain't a kid.
Yep.
I mean, it was...
Of course, that's when, you know, music videos were still a relatively new format.
And was that where they fell out of the hole backwards at the end, where they jumped into that hole in the center? Am I got the right?
It may have been. I'm not sure.
Of course, I
guess when we do our next album review, we should look up all of the videos and watch them.
That would be a good idea.
Rick Allen was wearing the British shorts. You know, he always had those British flag shorts, and you know, and he had two arms at the time too.
I believe that's called a Union Jack.
And he had both arms.
Yeah, we're not going there. That's
they were an even arm band.
What an inappropriate comment on every show.
It's not inappropriate. It's
not inappropriate to say Rick Allen still had both arms in this. You said it five times, which is now
the funniest
just,
way. Like it's
the
even
funniest
arm,
part is he had both arms. Arm that's band. What you're trying to say. Stop.
Anyway, yeah, it's plenty of time. Anyway, we're good. So anyway, Rock of Ages is
hashtag
a good song.
Too soon.
It is one of them. This is not too soon. Anyway, I think Rock of Ages is a great song, and that's one of those ones that I will still fucking crank up. I mean, I like it. I haven't, the burnt factor hasn't hit hard enough. And, I mean.
But it's interesting because that song should have, the burnt factor should have hit for that too, because it played.
And it should have.
The living shit out of it. But I think that's what you were, but to what you were talking about earlier, Foolin' has a totally different thing for me. I'm like, I'm done with that. It doesn't matter. But you're right. Rock of Ages is like, yeah, they can play that as loud as they can as often. Right. It'll be fine. But
Rock of Ages was actually my introduction to Def Leppard. So.
Oh, my too. I agree with that. Me too. Yeah. I didn't really know them before that. So.
Right. So anyway, yeah, it's one of those things. And that's funny. Why does that? I mean, it is a funny deal is we were, you know, like I said, those three songs were burnt into our DNA through MTV. Why is it that some got the burnt factor and some didn't? It's an odd.
And I don't think I like the. I don't like the. Honestly, it's kind of weird, and I just don't like the line "fooling." It's like, dude, say the fucking word. It's like, I mean, it just annoys the shit out of me. It does.
I stutter.
That's why I don't like
maybe
it.
He stuttered at the time, and
it just bothers me. I don't know why it is. I have no idea. Yeah. But it just annoys me.
But it's got a cowbell in it, though.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
All right. So anyway, we're going from Rock of Ages, which is a great song, the gluten, gluten, globin, globin, whatever it is. And then we got Action Not Words. That's my other weak song on this album.
Actually, for me, the next two songs are, well, Coming Under Fire. You forgot Coming Under Fire. So,
no, Action Not Words is the next song.
No, Coming Under Fire is next.
Yeah.
Really? Well, then I got a misprint on my album.
Well, then you've got a fucking $1 million investment
that thing's
there.
Worth 20, that thing's worth $8 now.
No, both my albums are the same. It says, seriously, it says Fool and Rock of Ages, Action Not Words.
Okay, on this Wikipedia thing, it says Coming Under Fire and Action Not Words are listed inversely on the original Mercury vinyl release, but play in the order above.
Well,
so
then,
Coming Under Fire is the next song.
And they're both Mercury releases. So there you go.
So
all right.
There you go. You have been edumacated.
Edumacated. So there's another.
But it doesn't change the fact that those two songs are.
Yeah, they're both. It doesn't matter what order they are. They're both kind of.
Well, I like Coming Under Fire. I think that's a pretty cool song.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad song. They're just not. Eh.
They're okay. What I think, though, what's kind of funny is why was Rock of Ages that far down on the backside of the album? You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't think it'd be a side one.
Probably because a lot of people back in those days played the first two songs on side one, flipped that's the record true. Over, and played the first two songs on side two, because that's usually where they put their singles.
Well, that's true.
And that's me totally making a guess. I don't have a fucking clue.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, you got
seems
a hard
logical
hit,
though, for you,
I mean,
especially.
You
it's really
hard hitting. You got a hard hitting front. And then your back, you got Fooling and Rock of Ages. Rock of Ages will keep you going for the next three songs, which are, you know, they're sevens at best, you know. So anyway.
Yeah.
So anyway, Action Not Words. So you guys think the same?
I like both of those, Coming Under Fire and Action Not Words.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, I like. I mean, they're fine songs. It's just they're not to the level of some of the other stuff.
Those are ones that if they ever come on the radio, I would not turn them off.
No.
No, I agree with you, too. And then we end up with Billy's Got a Gun.
Billy's Got a Gun is my the weak song on side two.
It's like, you know,
it's
funny,
like they
was,
ended each side with a weak song.
The interesting thing, though, is it doesn't start that way because it starts out really pretty heavy.
Right.
So, you know, I listened to it earlier today, and then I listened to it again when I was riding the bike tonight, and I was like, get to this point where it was getting really hard to ride. So that came on. And the beginning of the song is like, oh, I can do it. This song is going to get me motivated. And I was like, and then all of a sudden this song starts. I'm like, okay, that's not going to work. It's like, I mean, the beginning of it's really good. And then when when it gets into the song, I'm like, it just died. That's right, like,
the bike, damn the
it.
Bike's done, and I'm going to go to McDonald's
yeah,
and get a chocolate shake now.
No, it's time to go get some spinach. Arr, me and Popeye. There.
Yeah.
So.
But you know what? The funny thing is, Michael Wilson, the guy who told me about, you know, about doing this album or mentioned this album, he likes that song a lot. And he says, if you really listen to the words, it makes a lot of sense and it's got a lot of. So I listened to this.
Song. It's not the best song on there.
Right. And I listened to it tonight. And once it came on, I did that. I kind of listened to the words and stuff. And yeah, I liked it better than I have liked it before, but I'm like you, it's still not, it's not up in the top, it's not stage fright, you know what I'm saying? It's not to that level. Now, is it a terrible song? No. It's in that 6-7 range. It's still way above average or way above medium toward the top, but not, the thing is you got so many other, songs on here that are, you know, kick ass. I mean, there's other records that we've talked about and, you know, we've all seen and that I have back here that, you know, there's songs on there that should have been basically, you know, you could just take a fucking pocket knife and cut the track across it so you don't have to listen to it. You know what I'm saying?
I wasn't sure where you were going. I was like, what is he talking about?
No, you know what I'm saying? No, that way you don't have to hear the whole song. You can just kind of go, it goes from one song and we can, instead of hitting the skip button, it just fucking runs the needle across it.
I have a couple records like that.
Exactly. And if Bill's got a New England album, he just runs that knife from the fucking edge.
I don't have one.
That's what I say. You run it from the Alan.
I gave them all away. Actually, I was using them for like bird feeder.
Take that knife and turn a 3.5 minute song to a half a second song.
Yeah, it's like going, that's first exactly slide. Right. There you go. Anyway, but no, I mean, this is Pyromania is a good album. It was good to sit down and listen to it. And, like I said, it's one of those ones I could sit and listen to it. Now, once I get to that back side of the side two toward the end, I might, you know, if I have to go to the bathroom, I might take a bathroom break or something, let it run as I'm going out. But I'm
just
still
so
going to
turn
wear
it out the album evenly.
Exactly. You don't want to thin the first part of the album. But anyway, but no, like I said, it is a good album. And like I said, thanks for everybody who, gave us suggestions, and we'll keep those suggestions. And because I didn't know if we could do one or two tonight, actually. And actually, this works out pretty good. We're right at about an hour.
Yeah.
Because we did enough shenanigans.
Well, because we shenaniganed a lot at the beginning.
Yeah. So anyway, we've got the radio show coming up, and then at Rockin' Pod. Also, we want to mention that.
Yeah.
Rockin' Pod's coming up. We should be hearing from Mr. Sinzak very soon about upcoming guests. I think they're working on that pretty hard. We've mentioned and we're trying to help out as much as we can also, too. And I think, you know, of course, it gets better every year. Looking forward to going down again this year. It is August?
Why do you go there? Why do you even go there?
It's in
you
August,
no,
y'all.
You have no damn clue.
15th, 17th, something like that. I'm close. I'm close.
No, you said August. That's close.
You know what, though? That's really fucked up because that's the weekend. But I think it's the weekend before that concert in Nashville or in Indianapolis.
I think it is the 15th.
Yeah, it's 14th and 15th.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be the 15th is the thing. And then the 22nd is the date of the. Isn't that the concert is 22nd of August or the 29th?
What concert are you talking about?
Night Ranger, Sammy Hagar, Whitesnake.
I don't know. I saw that there was an announcement and they were going to be up there, and that's all I caught.
Looks like I'm going to be in Nashville one weekend and Indianapolis next. So there you go.
Okay, well, there you go.
Well, for those of y'all who, whether you like this album or not, you know, on our Facebook post for this show, tell us what you think about it. What your favorite song is, what your least favorite song is, all that good stuff, you know.
Yeah.
You know what we want you to do.
Oh, nice.
That sounded really creepy. That sounded super creepy. No, don't do what you think Alan wants you to do. Just listen and enjoy. How's that?
That's right.
Listen to her. Oh my God. I sure wish those
would show up in these recordings. Bill's doing the emojis again. All right, folks. Visit us on agesofrock.com. Find our social media and all of our different show links. And peace out till next week, y'all. Thanks for listening to the Ages of Rock podcast. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and most importantly, tell all your friends. Remember, you're never too old to rock. Until the next episode, peace out, folks.